From NPR Music, you're connected to All Songs Considered. I'm Bob Boylan. In 1985, some music came out by David Byrne called The Knee Plays. The Knee Plays were small plays inside of a 10-hour stage production by Robert Wilson called The Civil Wars. This was music David Byrne composed mostly for brass and his voice. I remember being in a theater company back then and driving around with a cassette of The Knee Plays. It was quirky music. It made for great background music, and I played it constantly, especially when setting up our theater productions. In fact, I played it so much that when our theater group was at Cornell, the stage crew fell in love with it. As a thank you, I gave my cassette to, I think it was a sound guy. The Knee Plays soon went out of print, and I waited to replace my cassette with a CD, but it never came out on CD. Until now. And it's such a thrill to hear it again. Give a listen to David Byrne and a song called The Sound of Business.
South on the highway. Their business was in another town, bigger than the town they were driving from. Business took place during office hours in both towns. This drive was considered business. The feeling of passing other cars was also considered business. Feeling of business being done. The feeling of drifting slowly through a field of moving vehicles. This was the real speed. Speed of business. Not the numbers on the speedometer. One of them is playing with the radio. Slowly changing the channel from one station to another. Sometimes listening to both channels at once. On one channel, a man was talking to another man on the telephone.
The CD's called The Knee Plays. The music's composed by David Byrne. The CD has a lot more music than the cassette had. I think the original 1985 recording had about 12 tracks. The new CD comes out on the 6th of November, and it has 20 tracks. There are horns as well as ukulele, accordions, violins, guitars, and more on a CD by a Brooklyn band called Beirut. 21-year-old Zach Condon is the creator of Beirut. He grew up in Santa Fe, and that's where he dropped out of high school at the age of 16. He traveled to Europe and loved the sounds of Balkan brass bands. That musical journey is central to the sound of trumpet, accordion, flugelhorn, mandolin, glockenspiel player, and singer Zach Condon and his band Beirut. This is called Saint Apollonia. Beirut's the band, and this wonderful CD is called The Flying Club Cup. Melanie Valera is her own solo band. She, like so many other solo acts these days, records under her own monikers. Hers is a beautiful one called Tender Forever. The songs on the new CD called Wider are deeply personal songs made with synthesizers, an old crappy drum set, her description, not mine. There are wooden spoons and a saucepan and, oh, software such as Pro Tools, Live, Reason, all pretty standard state-of-the-art home studio tools. This is the second time we've featured songs of Tender Forever. The record comes out in December, but here's a preview. The song's called No One Will Tell No One For Sure.
Monday we went playing. Wednesday we walked along, trying to find our way home. On Friday we went sleeping, 'cause the night before we went dancing. On Saturday we walked along, on Sunday we were going home. Myself. If you'd like to wait longer, I know a place where it feels better. 'Cause November I'll be on the road, feeling my heart pounding for your love. It's time to grow, but the time I have is going so slow. Even on the road with nowhere to go, my heart is beating faster than it should. Lovers feeling unsure.
Tender Forever's new CD is called Wider. The song we just heard is called No One Will Tell, No One For Sure. The music of Nellie McKay continues to surprise me. There are times that either the arrangements or the abundance of words gets on my nerves, and she tends to have that Broadway show tune flair that doesn't sit well with my tastes. But almost always, when I'm about to give up on Nellie McKay, she blows me away with her humor and her delivery and even her arrangements. We webcast a concert of Nellie McKay last March. You can hear that show online and download it from our website, npr.org/allsongs. Nellie McKay has a new collection of songs, More Clever Than Ever. This song opens the CD, and it's called Mother of Pearl.
Feminists don't have a sense of humor. Feminists just want to be alone. Spread vicious lies and rumor. They have a tumor on their funny bone. They say child molestation isn't funny. Rape and degradation's just a crime.
Lighten up, ladies.
Rampant prostitution, sex for money. Can't these chicks do anything but whine? Dance break. Woohoo!
Take it off!
They say cheap objectification isn't witty.
It's hot.
Equal work and wages worth the fight.
Sing us a new one.
On demand abortion every city.
Okay, but no gun control.
Won't these women never get alive? Feminists don't have a sense of humor.
Poor
That's why these feminists just need to find a man. I'm Denis Kucinich, and I approve this message.
The opening track to a new CD by the one and only Nellie Mackay. The CD's called Obligatory Villagers, and the song was Mother of Pearl. Maybe what inspires most every solo artist to take on a moniker is the instant messaging generation, where everyone has an online name. The moniker of David Longstreth is Dirty Projectors. Rise Above is a new collection of music by Dirty Projectors, and it isn't all that original, though it's certainly unique. Here's how the concept took shape. David Longstreth was moving things out of his childhood home. He came across a cassette case of Black Flag, the LA punk band, and their album called Damaged. The actual cassette was missing, so Longstreth gets inspired and decides to remake the entire Black Flag cassette from memory. Give a listen to the song, Rise Above.
Try to stop us.
Dirty Projectors is the artist. The CD is called Rise Above, and it's a creative recreation of Black Flag's 1981 LP called Damaged. Here's another odd cover. It's by Chivalry, an American band with singer Ambrosia Parsley, and I do believe that's her real name. The CD's Tainted Love, Mating Calls and Fight Songs. It's a CD of love and the memory of love and the weirdness of love, all captured in songs by artists as diverse as R. Kelly, Lead Belly, and Gary Glitter. This track opens the CD. It's called Paradise, and it's co-written by Phil Spector, Harry Nilsson, and others. And just a reminder, our next few live concerts include Stars, and then there's Spoon, and then the New Pornographers. Check the website for dates and times or sign up to our newsletter. You can find that link on the page, npr.org/allsongs. I'm Bob Boylan, along with producer Robin Hilton. For NPR Music, it's All Songs Considered.
Fall. Will white flamingos fly?